After the tremors left, I returned to the matter of clearing the breakfast table, wiping the tawny ring where the bottom of a coffee mug had been, checking the calendar for the vet appointment and the oil change. It might have gone on like that if I hadn't glanced outside where the snarl of upper branches had been, so I could see uninterrupted across the street where my neighbor had placed a rocking chair on her front porch. Sunlight haloed the back slats, and that warmth was palpable, even from here. For a moment, I forgot the plate, the spill, the list of the still-to-be-dones, and an untangled emptiness filled me like soap bubbles. I made a wand of my fist and blew.